Welcome to the Lioness Lounge. I am your host, Takresha Blunt. I am also the owner and founder of Blissful Brew Teas, your online gourmet specialty tea company, and Takresha S. Blunt Coaching and Consulting, LLC. Okay, so I haven't made a podcast. I did one the other day, and I didn't upload it. It just wasn't what I really wanted to say. So here I am. It's evening time. I normally do them in the morning time. I haven't done one a lot in 2021 due to COVID and passing of my father and other stuff that was going on in my life. So I kind of like took a little break, a little hiatus, but I am back. And I wanted to make this podcast this evening just encouraging women that it's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to just be a normal person and not have to live up to the expectations and mindset of other people. There are so many women out here that are hurting. And when I say hurting, it shows by their attitude. It shows by the way they conduct themselves. It shows by the way they carry themselves. Even from social media to in person. And social media has gotten so bad that women don't know how to embrace each other. You know, it was cattiness all along, but now it is so bad. I mean, you can make a comment and say one thing, and there's going to be that one female that comes and she wants to start an argument. I had a post that was up, and I commented on this lady's post, and she's one of those ladies who she posts a lot of type of confrontational type posts, I would say, or posts that open eyes, I could say. So she posted this lady who was dressed very provocative, and she said that she's married. Would you or do you think this is right? And my response was, even if I had her body, I would not feel comfortable being naked when I come outside. That's just me. That's the way I was brought up. That's the mindset that I have. You know, I feel confident and sexy in anything that I wear, but a lot of women feel that the only way they're going to really get the respect and the attention is to be as bare minimum. So I said, you know, for me, married or not, and even as single, that's not my attire. I was like, that's something that a person is seeking some attention, and sometimes it's not always the good attention. So a lot of people like my post, my comment under there, you know, and a lot of people responded and say that makes perfect sense, you know, whatever. Well, here comes this one girl. Instantly, she wanted to try and make an argument out of it. And I said, what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to do the social media battling with you. You have a good day. So she continued throughout the day trying to post things to try and push me to battle with her. And I, again, politely told her, I am not going to argue with you. I have things to do. I'm getting ready to go shopping. So you take care, and maybe you should get out and do something as well. Here she comes again, still trying to push. So all I did was push her name, went to her page, clicked the button to block her, and I'm done. I don't have time to feed people who are struggling with their own issues. And social media is not the outlet. I said what I said, and I was done with it. I did not belittle the lady. I did not say anything negative or derogatory about the post. I simply said single or married is not for me. And that's, to me, someone who's seeking attention. When you come outside, half of your butt is showing. Part of your private area could be showing if the wind blows the skirt open anymore. You know, and I said it and I was done with it. And there was no need to try and pick an argument about that at all. But you have people, and I'm talking to the females. You have women who have no outlet. You have women who are hurting in the inside and they have no one to talk to. You have women who don't have a circle to tell them, hey, you know, you could do better, or hey, you could carry yourself a little better, because they watch these reality shows and they watch these these videos for the rappers and what have you. And everybody, I'm not gonna say everybody, a lot of females want to paint themselves to be one of those women. I want to be the one that jump off, oh, I'll go off, I'm this and that. But are you really being a woman? Are you really carrying yourself as a woman? Or are you just trying to create this thuggish type lifestyle so that you can feel important or that bully mindset? It's not nice. It's not even attractive. And then when you start to wonder why your friend circle changes a lot, why people avoid you, why people don't want to talk to you, you got to look at the way that you conduct yourself. You have to look at the way that you treat others. And if you're always trying to be argumentative on any and everything, people are going to avoid you like a plague. They're not going to want to be around you. They're not going to want to talk to you. They're not going to want to do anything with you other than stay free and clear of you. And that's not how any of us should be living. We should be like relaxed. We should be inviting. We should be motivating. We should be uplifting to each other. We go through so much as females. So much as females. We're still not treated equal in society. Some jobs, they tell you, oh, that's a man's job. But some females can outdo the job better than a man. And then you have not just the job, you have life. Men treating women like dogs. Men thinking women are just sex objects. Men thinking women are, as my ex made a comment, their places in the kitchen and the bedroom. That is so derogatory and insulting to women. And for other women to uplift that comment and to clap and applaud and laugh and encourage that, that is an insult to women by women. Because you got a lot of women who only want to do whatever it takes to stay in the grace of a man. They don't have nothing to go off of in life to do better. They don't know any better. You know, I see some of these people, and I'll use that situation as a example. The example is, when I was with my ex, he had these women, and they were always, you know, the same group of women, they flock around him and all of this. It's okay to have friends. But when someone is so dedicated to every move you make, if you post that I just coughed on your Facebook page, and that same person, she got to beat everybody there, or he got to beat everybody there so that he could be the first one to say something. Mentally, she is hurting. Mentally, she's lonely. Mentally, she's broken. Mentally, she don't have anything going for herself. I'm not insulting her. I'm saying there are people, females, who have nothing. All they have is a cell phone with internet service, a social media page, and the ability to post. If Facebook shut them down, they will go and create a new page. Because if they don't, they have nothing. Everything that they're holding on to has fell off. They don't have anything. Most of the time, they don't talk to their kids, or their kids don't talk to them due to whatever situation. Not only is the kid not talking to them, you having battles with your kid and telling your household business on social media. Oh, me and my child are battling. Oh, me and my child, I'm sick of her. I'm this and that. But you don't talk to your child. How do you get on Facebook and discuss the issues you have with your child, but you never set your child down and say, listen, I'm the mother, and these are the issues that I have with you? A lot of females, their kids have lost true respect for them and have none whatsoever. Because one, you're too busy wrapped up in social media. You didn't get up and make sure your child ate before they went to breakfast before you got on Facebook. You didn't get up and get your child up and say, let's pray together. You didn't get up in the morning and get your child and say, hey, get up, let's take your bath. I'm going to make your bed while you're getting ready for school. Or what do you want me to cook you for breakfast? Because you're too plastered to social media. You're too plastered to, I got to get on Facebook. I got to get on here and I got to make sure everybody know that I'm on Facebook this morning. But what is that doing? What help is that bringing to your household? What do your kids have to offer? Before you click that button to get on Facebook, before you open your cell phone and click that app, did you call your child? Did you call your mother? Did you call your father? Did you call on Jesus or whoever you carry as your worshiper? Did you call on them and say, I want to thank you? Or are you okay? Or I'm calling you and I'm checking to make sure you're okay. One thing about me, when I wake up in the morning, the first person I call is my mother. Before my father died, he was the second person I called. Or if it's too early, I call my father first and then I call my mother. Throughout the day, I call my mother and I check on her and make sure she's all right, as well as my father. But when my father passed, I could no longer call my dad. When I wake up in the morning, I thank God that I woke up. I thank my God. Thank you for allowing me to wake up. I check on my kids. I make sure my grandson is good for school. Make sure his mother, my daughter, is up and feeding him before he goes to school. I make sure that my family is good. I try to call one of my aunts and make sure she up and she all right. Sometimes she answers, sometimes she don't, because reception is bad. But Facebook isn't my first priority in the morning. I'm driving down the road one day and look over at the car next to me and the lady is on Facebook. She not even paying attention that she got the light because she on Facebook. We so attached to social media. I don't even think people know how to come outside and enjoy outside anymore. Yes, we're living in a world of COVID. Yes, it's risky to come outside. But who said you can't sit on your patio? You can't sit on your front porch. If you live in an apartment and they don't have anywhere for you to sit on a balcony or a patio, find a park that nobody really is at and just sit there and meditate and get your mind right. But a lot of people not willing to do that, especially females. Yeah, it could be dangerous because, you know, people doing stuff and this sex trafficking and stuff is serious. But you got to find somewhere where you could just let go. No technology, no nothing. Just sit. Sometimes I go places and I'll just sit and just watch people or just people watch or just enjoy the scenery. But you women, you rather lay in the bed or on the sofa and just keep hitting that Facebook page. If you take your phone and you look at your hours on social media, every phone has the ability to tell you how many hours you spend on that app. You will be amazed at how much time you've wasted on that blue app. For what purpose? I don't know. But we have to be able to do better as females. Uplift each other as females. Clear our minds and get our minds right. It's a lot of hurting people today. A lot of women are hurting. And you know why they're hurting? A lot of them are hurting because either a man has hurt them, or they're dealing with something and they have nobody to talk to, or some female has said something to hurt them. Because today's society is, I'm gonna try to insult you so that I could get somewhere. So another incident I ran into was I was on social media and I was on Facebook and I happened to be in this cooking group. I was looking at some recipes because I was looking for something interesting to cook. And somebody said something and I said, oh, that looks really good. You know, thanks for the idea. And this girl came on. Oh, I know what it was. The lady had put up some of those winter strawberries that look white on the outside, and I said, wow, those really do look good. I don't know where I could find some at, but that would be good. I don't eat strawberries, but I would be interested in trying it. So this one girl comes on, and she said that they were created at the University of Florida. So I'm like, what is she talking about? And I say, those are not created, and they do have a seed, just like any strawberry has it. It's those little holes. The seed is in the hole. And she tried to say, because I said the seeds are in the hole, and I said they're not genetically created. They're actual real fruit that come from another country. Well,
Lo and behold, here she come. I wouldn't take no health advice from you. Well, who said anything about health advice? I never offered any health advice to you. I just said they weren't genetically created and they come from another country, as well as the seeds are in the hole. So she tried to insult me with that, and I returned like nicely, and I said, what you won't do is try to insult me, because you do not realize how crazy you're making yourself look, because all I did was point out where the seeds were. Also told you that they were not created at the University of Florida. That's all I said to you, but I'm not going to battle with you on Facebook, because a grown woman does not play girly games. So then a couple of people came back and said, yeah, I don't see why you had to throw in something about taking health advice. Nobody mentioned health advice. So that is what I'm talking about. You see how we twist stuff because we want a battle so that we can get other people to side with us, so we can feel accomplished and achieved. You got to realize that there are people in your circle, there are people in your family, your network, or what have you, that are crying out for help in a silent way. A lot of them are social media cries. A lot of them are maybe loud cries, and you're ignoring it. So as women, we got to get our mind right. We got to get our mind right. We got to learn how to maneuver in life and how to release all of this anger and pain that we're holding in that we don't need. You don't need to be upset. If that person hurt you, say what you feel and let it go. Don't listen to people tell you, oh, be the bigger person. Don't say nothing. Just let them talk. No, because that gets pushed down. Then when the next person do something, they come back and tell you the same thing. Then that get pushed down. And you, after a while, your body is full of all of this pain and hurt and negativity and drama that when you do explode, it's out of control. So stop letting people, one, tell you that you don't have to react to something. If they hurt you and they did it purposely and you feel like you need to voice your side, voice it. And whoever is telling you don't do it, hold it in, tell them to mind their business. Because you don't have to walk around and be bitter and broken. So that's all I wanted to say. Quick little 17, 30, 20 minute chat with you guys. I will be back faithfully, I promise you. So get ready. A lot of changes. I'm going to be motivating and uplifting and empowering the woman. You can't be a business owner if you're broken. It's going to be a struggle to hold on, because you're going to always have doubts and issues and pains and hurts that's going to distract you from making your money. So in order to be a stronger businesswoman, you got to be a strong, confident woman. And that is my purpose, and that is my goal. So until later, I wish you all a wonderful, wonderful Monday night, and stay blessed and safe. Bye-bye.